Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning to you. I'm Colin Dunlap. Chris Mack on vacation until next week. Jim Colony in with us. And as always, producer Matt, he's crushing it. Mike Tomlin. You know, this is the last you've heard of Mike Tomlin after a game. It wasn't good. It wasn't happy. It was, well, this.
It's the loss, the nature of the loss, where we were, how we were trending, the fact that we're just simply not playing this week. It's all something to deal with.
It is. And you know what the NFL is dealing with right now? They're dealing with the coaching carousel, Jim. The Lions, they got their guy. The Chargers, they have theirs. He went to Mercyhurst, by the way. I don't think enough people have pointed that out. Jacksonville got the Herb. They got Urban Meyer, right? The Jets, they got George Saleh. So people are starting to get their coach. They need to find a coach in Philadelphia. They need to find a coach in Houston, a couple other places. But it started me thinking today, as the coaching carousel is whirling and twirling and all over the place, it's like a ride at Kennywood. At some point, that coaching carousel is going to spin, and it's going to spin right here on South Water Street in Pittsburgh, PA. But it's only going to spin after the end of Mike Tomlin, and Mike Tomlin's 147-78-1. And in the past 5 years, he's 53-26-1. But of those, he's had five single-digit winning seasons. Two of them have come in the past 3 years. That's a big question mark here, and he's 8-8 in the playoffs. When that coaching carousel finally does spin, the vehicle it takes to get there, how are we going to get there? I was thinking about that today. You have outcry, and you're always going to have outcry, Jim. You're going to have people that say, fire Mike Tomlin. You're going to have people that say, no, I like Mike Tomlin. You're going to have a lot of people who are level-headed right in the middle and say, he's actually doing a pretty good job. He needs to do a better job in the playoffs. Let's figure out what's going on. You were there for the end of Cowher. I was there for the end of Cowher. I remember the press conference and him coming up the steps and everything, and then Mike Tomlin's introduced, and it was sort of unceremonious with Bill and all of that. He kind of stepped away, and you wondered who was the pieces behind it and everything. Will Mike Tomlin, when it ends, whether it's next year, whether it's in 5 years, and he turns 49, Jim, in just a little while, I think a month or so from now, you think Mike Tomlin will be fired or he'll retire? You think Mike Tomlin will go out on top, or Mike Tomlin will go out with a whimper? You know, because we are closer to the end than the beginning, I've started to wonder and started to kind of paint in my head and put a masterpiece in my own brain, in my head, how that's all going to end. So what's your opinion on how it's all going to end with Mr. Tomlin?
Well, I can't envision him getting fired. I just can't. If we use the phrase go out on his own terms, I don't know if that's going to be quite accurate either. I think, I don't know about Cowher. I'm sure that Chuck Knoll was encouraged to retire. With Cowher, though, man, he was so young. Maybe it just got to him, and I know his late wife's health concerns. So I think that had a lot to do with that. But, you know, both of those guys, they weren't fired. I can't see Tomlin getting fired.
This will be his 15th season, and that's what I'm getting at. So we're getting to the end, no matter how we get there.
It's going to run its course.
Right. And we see messy breakups. We see 4-12 seasons in other places. We see a 6-10 season and then another 8-8 season, and that's just not good enough, and then he's fired. I just wonder if this is going to go out, and I keep trying to play that in my head. How does it all end? What does that look like? How is it going to be, Jim? And you're in that building more than anybody, or as much as anybody, when it is open. How do you think it's going to end? You say not a firing. Did that become closer or maybe into focus for some Steeler fans after this year than it ever has been? I don't envision a firing either, but did that become what people think could be a reality?
Well, at some point, I think what it's going to end up being, it's going to be like a mutual parting of ways. That's how it'll be put. And I could see within a year or two that maybe they'll kind of get sick of one another, for lack of a better term. You know what I mean? Like they just you know what? We've been here long enough. It's not really working, and you know we could use a fresh start. Maybe you need some time away, and you get a fresh start too. I would think it would be something along those lines, and it'll probably happen within the next 4 or 5 years. But the interesting thing is going to be, and we all anticipate things to drop off in terms of the record. And when it does, you know, that's going to be a whole new thing. You know, there's certainly no guarantee. You know, it's like when and we talk about the 03 season when the Steelers went 6-10 and the offensive line was a mess and guys were hurt, that they got Ben and things miraculously turned around. But they did because they had a defense in place. Maybe there are some similarities here, but I don't quite see them.
I feel
as
like
being totally similar.
There are some, though, in that I don't think that Mike Tomlin is going to be here for the new beginning. I don't think he'll be here for the next quarterback who goes and wins 13 or 14 games and leads this team to the AFC Championship and then the Super Bowl. I just don't see that happening. But it's been, again, churning in my head and churning in my head because I try to paint mental pictures all the time of moments before they happen. How is this going to play out? Like, I'm doing that already with this weekend's games. I'm trying to – is Patrick Mahomes going to sprint out there and run out there? Or, man, is he going to have a setback and we're going to see him standing there in sweatpants and be like, oh, my gosh, that's Patrick Mahomes. They paid him a gazillion dollars, and he's not even playing. Or is he going to be out there and hobbling on that toe? And I've been playing this in my mind all week in anticipation of that AFC Championship game in Green Bay. Is there going to be snow, and is it Rodgers being oh so cool again? I do that, and I've been doing that with Mike Tomlin because the outcry for Mike Tomlin's job seems to be at his highest point. His approval rating seems to be at its lowest point ever since 2007 when he came in here, Jim. I don't know if that's fact, but it seems pretty damn close to it in terms of how I look at it.
The season's never going to end well for any team except for the one that wins the Super Bowl. But having said that, look at the way the seasons have ended the last four seasons.
Right.
You know, 13-3, giving up 45 points or 48 in a playoff game, 45 this year after going 11-0, and then still winning 12 games and then just getting blown out.
That's what, again, and then I get back to, is there some point that the Rooneys or that people who are ownership or people in that building turn into fans in some regard and say all those things you just said and say, man, we're just mad. We're mad. And again, I don't think this will happen, but I wonder if it's out of the cards. And that happened in 49 points, and then you lose to the dang Browns. And you know what, Mike? We're going to go in a different direction. The Steelers don't do things that way, and that's one thing people keep banging their chest about in this town. But I just wonder if we'll see the day it comes to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Then you get into, I guess, although Hurdle was here for a long time. You know, I'm trying to think, the Pirates went through a stretch where they were turning managers over every couple years. And, you know, but the team was just awful. And there was no direction from up top. You know, the Steelers have often, and I really like the idea that, you know, it is a badge of honor that, you know, Chuck Knoll was here forever. And then, you know, nothing lasts forever. And so then Cowher was here for a long time. And all of a sudden, Tomlin's been here for a long time. And, you know, at some point, maybe it's like, you know what? Geez, maybe it'd be more fun to coach someplace else.
Yeah.
Maybe it'd be, you know, maybe we should look for someone else. I'm not sure how that would go.
Yeah, I keep trying to envision that in my mind as this coaching carousel is just spinning uncontrollably, it seems like, all over the National Football League.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.